WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school volleyball around the area last night, it was Adair Casey beating Boyer Valley by a final of 3-1, ADM topping West Central Valley 2-1, Arweva beating Cam 3-1, Bedford topping Essex 2-1, Bedford also beat Riverside in 2 straight, it was Coon Rapids Bayard a 3-sweep over Charter Oak Ute, Earlham defeating Van Meter 3-2. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 3-0. Kemper Catholic over Red Oak 3-1. Madrid beating Guthrie Center 3-2. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 2-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 3-sweep over Lenox. Missouri Valley beat West Monona 2-1. Mo Valley over Sioux City North 2-1. It was Shenandoah over Denison 3-1. Southwest Valley beating East Mills 3-2. And Stanton swept 3 straight from South Page last night. Well, the second weekly high school volleyball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Holy Trinity Catholic holds on to the number 1 spot. Stanton is up 2 spots this week in the poll. They're up to number 8. Exira EHK also goes up 2 spots this week in the poll. They're at number 12 in the top 15 list. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains number 1 rated. Council Bluffs St. Albert remains in the number 3 position in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Union remains is the new top-ranked team this week. They move up from number 2. Kemper Catholic remains number 3. Red Oak is staying put in the number 4 slot this week. In 4A, Harlan remains the number 1 ranked team in the state. And Class 5A, Bettendorf is top-ranked in this week's poll. We have high school football tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris and I will be in Audubon this evening as the Wheelers play host to the Vikings of AHST. These are two teams that are pretty familiar with each other as far as the athletes go because they're in the same conference. They both play in the Western Iowa Conference and all other sports. However, this is a non-district football game. Audubon lost last week, a tough one on the road to Riverside, 15-14 in overtime. That was a game where they were without their quarterback, Trevor Smith. Audubon co-head coach Sean Burks says they hope to have Smith back in the lineup tonight, but all of their hopes tonight don't fall on his shoulders.
You know, hopefully we need to establish the run so we can establish some of our option game, some of our, you know, play action game, some of our shotgun game with Trevor now in the mix possibly. So we just got to be able to get, you know, attack them and hopefully be able to know that they're going to be tough up front. We have to be a little bit tougher. We have to establish that line of scrimmage.
AHST is 1-0 on the season, coming off a win over a tough Tri-Center team to open up their season last week. And Vikings head coach Davis Pattee says he knows that Audubon will look a little different this week with Smith back in the lineup.
It is certainly a challenge. It's about like going into the Tri-Center game trying to guess what they're going to do based off of scrimmage, you know. This week, I assume with Trevor Smith being back, they will look considerably different. They'll want to throw the football a little bit more. I know they'll feel more confident throwing the football, and the offensive coordinator, I'm sure, will have an easier time dialing up some pass plays. So, yeah, we have to be ready for a very balanced attack and potential to strike at all different parts of the field. And we need to use the tape from last week, but they're going to look considerably different this week, I'm sure, than they did a week ago.
Now you can catch all the action coming up tonight. In fact, you can hear more from both coaches in our pregame show. Our evening gets started at 6 o'clock with our regular weekly high school pick'em show called Who's Gonna Win. We'll follow that up at 6:30 tonight with our pregame show where you'll hear from both coaches. And Chris and I will have the call of the game for you. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock tonight at Chiz Jones Field in Audubon. That's the Wheelers hosting the Vikings tonight. live here on KJAN. You can listen live at AM 1220, FM 101.1. You can also catch the game online. We stream our audio at KJAN.com. And you can listen on your smartphones as well if you've downloaded the free KJAN app. And we'll also feature the TV broadcast again this evening from Audubon, as we'll have live streaming video of that football game for you tonight. You can watch the game on our streaming video page at KJAN and go to .com and go to our TV page. And we'll also be piping in our audio as well, so you can watch the TV broadcast of the ball game tonight. Now, plenty of games around the area tonight. Week number two, Atlantic will open up the home portion of their season. They're at the Trojan Bowl tonight hosting Carroll. Atlantic coming off a 7-3 victory last week on the road against Clarinda. Great to win, but there are some things they want to work on. Atlantic head coach Nick Ross says the Carroll team that lost a tough 7-6 game against Kemper Catholic last Friday has a pretty good running back in Anthony Byring. He's their go-to guy.
Well, they want to run the ball. That's what Carroll wants to do, and that's, I think, where their specialty is. They've got a pretty nice-sized offensive line with some really big kids on there. And Bernard, you said, is their running back, and he's their best football player. So they want to get the ball in his hands as much as he can. And if there's a hole there, he'll make you pay. And even if there's not a hole there, he'll bounce around, break some tackles and things like that and make you pay. So they're going to want to run the ball, get it in their best player's hands, and that's who we get to stop.
You can hear more from Coach Ross later on this afternoon at 4:45. That's when Trojan Preview, our weekly visit with the coach, comes your way here on KJAN. The Trojans kick it off at 7:30 tonight, opening up the home portion of their season at the Trojan Bowl. Some other matchups around the area tonight in Week 2 include Creston hosting Clarinda. Harlan is at home against Abraham Lincoln. St. Albert visits Lewis Central tonight. Also, Riverside is on the road at Shenandoah. Red Oak hosts Trainer this evening. Denison visits Kemper Catholic. Underwood is at home to Tri-Center. Griswold is at home tonight. The Tigers will host Nottoway Valley this evening. Also, Missouri Valley hosting West Monona. Bedford will be at Mount Air tonight. Guthrie Center also at Ogden this evening. Logan Magnolia will play at IKM Manning. Also, some of the eight-man games around the region tonight include Adair Casey at home. The Bombers hosting East Union this evening. Also tonight, Exira EHK will hit the road. They'll travel to play at Woodbine this evening. Cam is on the road. They're at Nishnabotna tonight. Lennox plays at Stanton. Southwest Valley will play at Sydney this evening as well. Well, Iowa is expected to snap its longest losing streak in 13 years on Saturday when they host Missouri State. The Hawkeyes certainly can't afford to let a shot at a win over an FCS school pass them by. Iowa showed signs of progress in last week's opener against Northern Illinois, but a late interception by new quarterback Jake Rudock paved the way for a 30-27 win for the Huskies. The loss made it seven straight since last season for the Hawkeyes, who haven't been on such a skid since they dropped 13 in a row in 1999 and 2000. Missouri State is 1-28 against FBS schools. The last week, the Bears lost at home against Northwestern State. We'll have that Iowa-Missouri State game live for you tomorrow morning here on KJAN. Early start time. We're on the air with the pregame show at 9 o'clock. 11:05 is kickoff. Well, after a 35-minute delay at the start of the game because of the threat of lightning in Denver, Peyton Manning and the Broncos provided their own version of football lightning in the NFL season opener. Manning tied the NFL record with 7 touchdown passes, and the Broncos blitzed the Baltimore Ravens with 28 unanswered points to break open a close game and beat the defending Super Bowl champions 49-27. Manning is the first NFL QB since Joe Capp in 1969 to have a 7-touchdown game. Manning finished 27 for 42 for 462 yards. Manning connected with his new target, Wes Welker, and former college basketball player Julius Thomas and Demaryius Thomas for 2 touchdowns apiece. He's the 6th NFL QB to have a 7-touchdown game. The early season Bonehead Play Award went to Denver linebacker Danny Trevathan. While returning a surefire interception that would have given the Broncos a 31-point lead, Trevathan began his TD celebration a bit too early, dropping the ball just short of the end zone. Instead of 6 points for Denver, the Ravens got the ball back, but Manning's performance was just too much to let the Ravens back in the game. The temperature at kickoff was 83 degrees, a drastic change from when Baltimore and Denver met at Mile High in January for a playoff game. Back then, the temperature was 13 degrees as the Ravens ended the Broncos' season with a 38-35 double overtime victory. Alex Smith is finally getting his chance to start in the NFL again after getting hurt and then benched last season in San Francisco. Smith was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs this past offseason. Now Smith doesn't have to look over his shoulder at guys like Colin Kaepernick nipping at his heels. He's the unquestioned starter as the Chiefs head into their opener Sunday at Jacksonville. We'll have that game for you live. Noon is kickoff time here on KJAN. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, Todd Frazier belted a couple of homers, including the first of Cincinnati's three off of Lance Lynn as the Reds recovered from a 16-inning loss, overpowering the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 last night to take 3 of 4 in their final series of the season between those two teams. The only other National League game yesterday had Arizona beating San Francisco 4-2. In the American League, Mike Moustakas homered to lead off the 13th inning, lifting the Kansas City Royals to a 7-6 victory over the Seattle Mariners last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat New York in 10 innings, 9-8. Baltimore 3-1 over Chicago. Houston beat Oakland 3-2. The Angels over Tampa Bay 6-2. St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Alan Craig has a sprained left foot, but no fracture. That's a big relief for a Cardinals team that feared it had lost its cleanup hitter for the rest of the season. Craig hurt his foot while rounding first base in Wednesday night's 16-inning win in Cincinnati. He stayed on the ground for a long time and then walked off gingerly. X-rays in Cincinnati were inconclusive. He was sent back to St. Louis for an MRI and more X-rays that indicated nothing was broken. And in tennis, top-seeded Novak Djokovic quickly overcame a one-set lull to reach the U.S. Open semifinals for the seventh consecutive year, beating 21st-seeded Mikhail Yuzhny. Djokovic, the 2011 champ, next faces ninth-seeded Stanislav Wawrinka, who upset defending champion Andy Murray in straight sets. Also, the Bryan brothers' quest for the calendar Grand Slam is over. Bob and Mike Bryan lost to Leander Paes and Radek Stepanek in the doubles semifinals. That ends a 28-match winning streak in the Grand Slams. Also, the Williams sisters advanced to the women's doubles semifinals with a straight sets victory yesterday. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.